tonight, today, wherever you might be. Okay, here we go. All right. And we are also on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. That's four words, right, Angel and Dr.? I mean, Dr. PJ?
Yeah, I'll take that.
You'll take that, Doctor? Okay. www.starcomradionetwork.com. This weekend, it started last night. He had first told me it was going to start at 4, but I guess it's starting at 6 p.m. That's what they did last night. And 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. I guess he changed the times. 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. tonight. We did it last night. Starcom Radio Network is having a total marathon of Dr. Angel, some of our Go Yard shows, and then Living the Good Life. So they're having a marathon on StarcomRadioNetwork.com of our stuff this weekend. So starting at 6 p.m. tonight, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. So you can tell a friend and invite somebody to listen and get acquainted with the ministry of Beacon of Hope. And, you know, there's just so much that God is doing. And in addition to this, 2 weeks from today, Pastor Jim will be hosting the show. And I will be in Newcastle, Indiana, where I pastored. I started a church in 1985, believe it or not. Angel, you, I'm sure, were not born. almost, you were. Yeah, kind of. And I'm going back to that area where actually I have all of my children and 7 of my 11 grandchildren living up there now in that central Indiana area. So Newcastle, Indiana, we're going to be at the Cornerstone Campground at State Road 3 and Interstate 70 for a 2-night revival, the beginning of this new thing we're doing called 4G Kingdom Living. And we've got great music lined up, and I'm going to be preaching the word, and we're going to be ministering to the sick and those who need a touch from God. And that is 2 weeks from this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 5 p.m., and October 22nd and 23rd, back in Newcastle, Indiana. God called me out of there exactly 25 years ago that weekend. And it's very significant that 25 years later, I'm going back for this revival. Don't you think, PJ? God and his timing is pretty interesting.
It's pretty amazing.
It really is. 25 years. Wow. So anyway, I've got a tremendous word from the Lord for those two nights. And we really, if you're in anywhere nearby, come and join us 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, October 22nd and 23rd at the Cornerstone Campground, State Road 3 and Interstate 70. And it's just going to be a powerful time in the Word of God. So PJ will be here hosting the show. We will carry on. You'll be teaching Bible study that week while I'm on the road. And but we're just grateful to God for opening the doors for this revival. It's just amazing to be able to be back there with some of those dear people. Betty and Megan, that are regular team members here, and Cindy Logan, they're all going to be part there of the revival, and so many others, so including some of my family members, so that's pretty cool. So we are talking about the name of Jesus today on Living the Good Life. We are in our series, Powerhouse Prayer, and I want to say there's power in the name of Jesus. Can anybody agree with me?
Amen.
Amen. Right? Yes. Amen. There's power in the name of Jesus. And, you know, when we get down to these verses, and we're going to go back to John 14, and then we're going to go listen to a song here real quick. John 14, verse 13 and 14, one more time. These are the words of Jesus. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Oh, my. Do you have a comment to that, Pastor Jim, before we get to this song?
That's pretty much without reservation.
Yes.
I mean, there are later on a couple of more things that Jesus adds to that. But, you know, most important is the name.
Amen.
Because we can have boldness to ask whatever.
Amen.
In his name.
Yes.
And he'll do it. So, but the kind of catch is here, so that the Father may be glorified. Ooh. He's not just going to give us stuff to indulge us. the prayers will be answered in order to bring glory to the Father.
All right. Keep that thought. Angel, I'm going to come to you and ask your opinion on that in just a minute. We're going to one of my other favorite songs. This is kind of the top hits of Pastor Marcia tonight. I mean, not that I did, no, that I like. 10,000 Reasons. Love it. Love it in Spanish. I use this on my Spanish show. Did 2 Spanish shows today. Praise God. Great song. 10,000 Reasons.
Bless the Lord. Soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord.
Worship your holy name. It talked about it all the way through that song. Worship your holy name. Talk to us, Dr. Angel.
Mm. Well, that name is just so, it is so powerful. It's so amazing. And, you know, it's kind of like I just pulled a quick in my name search with the Bible, and there's so many verses in here to talk about, you know, where 2 or 3 are gathered in my name.
Exactly.
Powerhouse statement, you know. you welcome them, the little children, in my name. You know, it's in my name, in my name. And he says, and, you know, it's funny because there's a verse in beginning of John chapter 5, I have come in my Father's name.
Oh, yes.
You know, so.
Yes.
It is all about that authority.
Absolutely. It is. And the glory. God gets glory when we pray. We just read that back in verse 13. I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. Talk to me about that, PJ. Mm.
Well, one of the Son never came, Jesus never came to push himself,
right,
as it were.
Right.
It was all about the Father. I mean,
right.
Especially in John, we see that.
Yes.
Father's greater than I. What I see the Father doing, I'm doing. What I hear him saying, I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And, well, just hit me. That's the kind of relationship we're supposed to have with Jesus.
There's that relationship word again.
The kind that he had with the Father.
That's
has
right.
With the Father.
Yes.
Is what he wants us to have with him.
Right.
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will and I'll do it.
Right.
You know, it's abiding. It's abiding in him. It's remaining, living in him.
Right.
So that we can do what we see Jesus doing, just
yes.
like he saw what the Father was doing. So we can speak what we hear Jesus speaking, just like he spoke what he heard the Father speaking.
Exactly.
And that requires relationship.
And when we have that kind of dynamic, flowing relationship back and forth between us, and we are drawing on that authority that's mm-hmm. in the name. You know, it's interesting, in that song, it just said, worship his holy name. You know, realize the importance of the name and give it that place of majesty, you know, that the name is, because the name is the essence of Jesus. And a lot of times the name is the essence of who we are. At least in Bible times, it was that way, right? Abraham started out Abram. And exalted father, and then God changed his name to Abraham, father of a multitude, which spoke volumes of who he was, correct? Angel, you want to comment on any of that?
Ooh. Wow, no, that's really deep. It's really good. I'm really enjoying the show there, I just want to say. This is really good, and it's, the name is the character and the essence of who he is. And so when we are worshiping his name, we are worshiping who he is.
Yes.
Character,
yes.
All those parts. And then what we're doing is we're reinforcing it with inside of our spirit, which just builds our faith and our relationship. And it just improves the quality of that relationship we have with him and helps us to be more secure in who he is. We have to know who he is before, you know, we can give it all that trust and faith. You know, we learn who he is as we praise who he is, as we exalt who he is. Who he is, as we pray in his name, as we have relationship, it just improves the quality of that relationship.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think the children of Israel were right on when it came to the importance of what you name someone. You know, Zacharias, Elizabeth and Zachariah, yeah, that had John the Baptist. Should have been that they would have named that child Zachariah. Right? After his father.
Firstborn son, yeah.
And remember, God shut Zachariah's mouth there for a few months, and he couldn't talk. And when they passed him a piece of parchment or something to write on to say, what are you going to name their son? He had already heard from God that his name was to be John, which means, isn't it gift of God?
Gracious.
Gracious.
Grace gift, yeah.
Grace gift, right. That's what it means. And so, you know, the name was so important because really John came before Jesus and pointed out the grace that was coming after him, which was the Spirit of God, which was Jesus. That name is so important. I mentioned this Wednesday night. I got to say it, okay? Because my parents were aware of this, my dad being a pastor, and they were aware of the names of their children. And they told me as I was growing up that they named me Marcia on purpose, and they spelled it a certain way, M-A-R-C-I-A, on purpose. And they went back to the meaning of it, and it is has to do with heroine of faith, bravery, that type of thing. And so, interestingly enough, years later, as my ex-husband and I were naming our children, I was aware of that. My oldest is Ryan, and his name means laughter, and he is hilarious. He's our announcer on Go Yard. He's full of laughter. And then Lori came along, and she's victorious, and that's what her name means. And she's had to become victorious over a lot of things in her life. And then Mark, my youngest, M-A-R-C, is the mighty warrior, and that's what his name means. And I guess I just give you those illustrations to say that when we know what's behind the name, it was not just any name that Mary and Joseph gave Jesus. He had to have the name, the name above all names, and his name actually does mean five different things. God the Savior, Deliverer, I get all these right, Safety, Prosperer, and Helper. That's what his name means, okay? So when we call on the name of Jesus, we're calling for salvation. We're calling for safety. We're calling for deliverance. We're calling for that help that we need because he is our Savior. Oh, my. And I like that you brought those verses back up there, Dr. Angel, about what we do in the name. So let's go to, then he starts talking about the Holy Spirit in chapter 14. I'll find where we need to go next. Pastor Jim, do you want to comment on all of this about this name and how important it is?
Yeah, like I said on Wednesday, I wish my parents had maybe given it a little more thought. because my name in Hebrew would be Jacob, which means heel planter or heel grabber, supplanter, deceiver.
Mm.
But praise God, you all can just call me Israel now, just like Jacob got name changed.
He got his name changed. Right.
You know, and like I said, though, with my daughter, my ex-wife and I gave quite a bit of thought. My ex-wife is full-blooded Irish, so my daughter's middle name is Bridget, which in Celtic means resolute strength. So we did give thought to that.
Yes, so that's good.
But my daughter's first name, you all know how I love Greek, is Anastasia.
Yes.
Which means resurrection. That's the Greek word for resurrection.
Oh, wow. Praise God. Wow. And then we have Angel here, you know?
Yeah, I wonder what that name means.
I wonder what that means, yeah.
Actually, it means messenger.
It does mean messenger.
In Greek, it means messenger.
And you know, Angel, look at you. What a messenger you are. Not just of spiritual things, but being a PhD and licensed mental health counselor, all the people that you help in that counseling mode. Isn't that interesting that your name means that?
Absolutely, it's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I want to talk more about this name because let's go to the reference that you, if two or three agree, isn't that Matthew 18?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go there a moment. You were just there, Angel.
Matthew 18:20.
Okay, well, I'd like for you to talk about that. You want to read it and talk about that. Matthew 18:20.
For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them. Just a verse.
Yes.
Read verse 19, Angel.
Okay, hold on. I'm not there. Hold on. I'm still getting this.
Yeah. Yeah, 19 okay, and sure. 20, I think. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me make sure I'm at where I'm supposed to be.
Matthew 18, 19, okay. And 20.
All right, 19. All right, so again, I tell you that if two or you on earth agree about anything and ask for it, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them.
Yes. Wow. Well, let's talk about that, the importance of the name, right? Where you come together in the name. Do you want to comment on that? Yeah.
That name is just it's the name above all names. I mean, that is,
right.
You know, you guys really said it. That's where the authority is. That's where the power is. That's where the action happens.
Yes, yes.
It's where it's done, is in that name.
Amen.
And see here where how it's linked to prayer.
Yes, it is linked to prayer,
you know,
here. Yes.
If two of you on earth agree is touching any one thing, if you agree about it, make, and literally it's make a symphony about
right.
it, then it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. And I like, I'm using the expanded Bible.
Go ahead.
This is true. This, and it reads, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. This is true because if two or three people come together in my name, I'm there with them, among them, in their midst. So it's true
yes.
because when two or more of us agree,
right.
Jesus is there.
Right.
You know?
Oh.
You know what I was just thinking as you were reading it, and it was kind of cool to hear it come from you, because it's not only is it Jesus and the authority and his name and the relationship connection we have him, but it's also encouraging us to connect to another human. When two or three of you come together,
that's good.
That means relationships with others and connecting with Christ.
Absolutely. Oh, that's good. Woo! There is none like you, and we'll be back to chat more. Listen to this wonderful anointed song. Love it. There is none like Jesus and his name.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
Your mercy flows like a river wide, and healing comes from your hand. Suffering children are safe in your arms. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search.
Love that. There's none like him. Praise God. I want to go back to this whole thing of relationship. And let's go into John 15. And there's another I am statement. There are seven of them that Jesus declares in the book of John. They're not anywhere else. He does not describe these seven parts of his nature. If you all remember back in Exodus 3, when Moses was getting ready to go to talk to Pharaoh, he asked God, who shall I say has sent me? And God said, I am. Pastor Jim, you want to throw that in here right now, what you said the other night about I am that I am?
Yeah, it's kind of an odd name. You know, it's kind of an odd way to answer Moses' questions, just to say, because he said, I've got to tell them something.
Right.
And God said, I am that I am. I will be what I will be.
Right.
And you are to tell them that I am has sent you.
Right. Yahweh.
And the self-existent one, I mean, right. It shows, this is God's covenant name that shows his self-existence. His,
right.
He doesn't need us, but he wants us.
Right. You know, exactly.
Kind of an odd way to put it, I think, but.
Exactly.
You know, he's self-existent. He's not reliant on anyone or anything for his existence.
Right.
And from eternity past to eternity future. I am that I am.
I am.
Will be what I will be.
Yes.
Self-existent and I'm trying to think of the words I want to say here. Not... It doesn't fit into anyone's preconceived notions. I will be what I will be.
Look, I will be.
I am who I am. I'll be what I'll be.
Right. So then Jesus comes to earth and he describes all through the book of John, 7 different I am statements, mm-hmm. which give us, 7 is God's number. How many days of the week are there? Seven. And so it gives us the nature of God. And I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life that we just referenced that in John 14:6. I am the vine, which we're going to see in John 15. I am the vine. You're the branches. Okay. I am the resurrection and the life. That's in John 11. I am the good shepherd. That's in John 10. I am the door. That's also in John 10. So he says all these things that he is. And I propose to you that all of that is who he is to us and can be for us. He's the vine. We're the branches. And in John 15, beginning in verse 6, if anyone does not remain in me, he's like a branch that's thrown away and withered. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and are burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This goes back, Angel, to the relationship thing. Talk to me about John 15, verse 7.
Well, yeah, it is. It's really about that relationship, and it's about being vulnerable and intimate with each other in a way that
right.
we know who each other is and who that character is. And, you know, when God describes himself, I am that I am, I find that to be such an amazing description because years ago when I was on my own personal journey to find who God was, not who everybody told me he was or not what church taught me he was, but really who is he? And I picked up the Bible and that was what I started. Who does God say he is? And as I read the Bible, anytime I find a verse, I noted it down. And
ooh, that's
I have
cool.
a whole notebook of verses of who God says he is. And he says so many amazing things about who he is. And that's the essence of his character. And so it's such a phrase, that's such a description because he is. He is so many things that our finite minds can't even conceptualize the infinite.
So you're right on first trying to figure out, and audience, that's a good thing to do. Find out who God is. And when you realize who he is, that he is the bread of life, that when you pick up the Bible, it comes alive to you, you eat the word. Jeremiah 15:16, thy words were found, right? PJ, you know I was going to say this, my favorite verse. Thy words were found and I did eat them, and they became to me the joy and rejoicing of my life. That's the bread of life, the resurrection and the life. Someday we're going to have resurrected bodies. Praise God. He's our good shepherd, and so often as little sheep, we run away, and he pulls us right back. He's the door. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He is all of this to us. And when we understand who he is, then we understand the authority of his name. Do you see the point I'm getting to? PJ, talk to me about that. When we get the essence of who he is, Angel, you're right on here, then we get the authority of his name. We understand it.
Authority involves trust.
Yes.
Trust and understanding.
Right.
if I don't know God well enough to trust him,
right,
then I'm not going to be able to exercise authority in Jesus' name because I'm just not sure he's real trustworthy.
There you
but
go.
But like Angel said, you write down these things.
Right.
You know, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Those are all wonderful scriptures to meditate on.
Absolutely.
Because they talk about who God
yes.
is.
Yes.
And how, you know, faithful he is. He's true to his word. And we can trust him. And that in that enables us to exercise the authority of
Absolutely
Jesus'
Absolutely, it does. It does. When we understand the power behind that, mm-hmm. right? The law is behind policemen and their shield. That's, one of you brought that up earlier. I think you did, PJ, about the authority of policemen, you know, or the authority of a parent. So important. Then we can confidently. And it says in Hebrews, this is the confidence that we have before him. No, this is 1 John 5:14-15. I love these verses. This is the confidence that we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, we know he hears us. And if we know he hears us, then we know we have the requests and that we've asked of him. And it comes right down to understanding the absolute authority of the name. Go ahead, PJ, and then we'll go to Angel on
that. Back to this. The scriptures in John 15. If you abide in me and my words abide in you.
Well, yes.
You can't know the will of God unless you're in the word of God.
That's
and
right.
And it says, again, if we ask anything according to his will. So we need to ask according to his will, abiding in Jesus and in Jesus' name.
Right.
And we'll get it.
Exactly. Which goes back to relationships. Exactly. So Dr. Angel, talk
Absolutely,
to us.
Because you can't have trust without relationships.
You cannot, right? Because if no. there's no relationship, what are you trusting in, right?
Absolutely. There, you can't have trust outside of relationship. You can't have relationship outside of getting to know the character. And, you know, so it all just flows perfectly together.
Doesn't it? Oh, my.
It really does.
Angel, have you ever played those games? I'm sure PJ and I have at seminars or something where somebody gets behind you and we're told to just fall back. You know, and trust.
Yes, the trust fall.
The trust fall. Is that what it is, Dr. Angel?
Yes.
Talk to me about the trust fall.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's, you know, where you put together. And sometimes you may know the person, sometimes you don't. And I'll tell you, when I've had to participate and I didn't know who I was to fall on for them to catch me, I wasn't letting myself fall because I didn't trust that they were going to catch me. I didn't have a relationship. I didn't know who
there
the
go.
Character was.
Yes.
And so I wasn't putting my fall in their hands. And so that's really what it's about. You know, is you have to have that relationship to have that trust.
And I totally agree, that when you understand the authority behind the name of Jesus, that this name was not his, he could not have been named Fred or Enrique or Pablo or anybody else, Boris. He couldn't have been named any of those names. He had to be named the name that means God our Savior. Jehovah is our salvation. God is our salvation. A deliverance, you know, help, safety. He had to be named that. There was no other choice. There was no other choice for his name. PJ, you want to comment on that? We're getting close to another song here pretty soon. But, this is good stuff.
Yeah, there was no other choice because, and, you know, a lot of people are especially in like Mediterranean or Latin cultures, are named Jesus. Or,
yes, they are. A lot of Jesus, and, Maria, Jesus, Mary.
And Joseph.
Yeah. Right.
But that name is so, you know, it was a common Jewish name, but it was specifically picked out for Jesus. And then, because of what he did, became, you know, fully God, became fully human.
Right.
Went to the cross, suffered, was resurrected. Philippians says God gave him the name that is above all names.
He did. Yeah, I like
you know?
That, Philippians
and,
too.
And I think we need to remember, again, it's that relationship, it's that believing that makes that name powerful.
Right.
Because in Acts chapter 19, the seven sons of Sceva.
Right.
Who,
yeah.
who were trying to exorcise demons by right. saying, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches.
In well, the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches.
Yeah, they had no relationship, and the demons beat him up. You know, because Paul would just say, in the name of Jesus, be gone.
Because of the relationship.
Because of his relationship with Jesus. These guys were saying, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches, and it just didn't work.
It didn't work. Talk to me about that, Angel. That's good. Good example, Jim. Good.
That was a great example. And in fact, I know that there were even verses that talk about false people coming in my name, and there were warnings that Christ gave about using falsely using his authority, and which is kind of what that person has no relationship with him, but wanted that authority stamp on that. And, you know, that's where that relationship is, where we get the power, where we get tapped into who he is and how we connect with him.
And you know, I propose to you both that we do not use the name of Jesus enough the right way. I mean, and by saying the right way, it goes all through me when someone swears and uses the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ, or whatever it is they say, because they have no idea the sacredness and the power of that name that they're using in a blasphemous type swearing way. Because when we understand the power in that name, that we can actually lay hands on people and see blind eyes open. Mm-hmm. We can see deaf ears. Many years ago, I was ministering in Honduras back in the early 90s, and I was teaching pastors, and we came to a village where we were having a service. I'll never forget this night as long as I live. And they set up, the church was too small. And I was getting ready to preach. They moved everybody out into the center of the intersection, dirt road, dirt street in this town. Everybody came out, it seemed. We were packed out, and it was dark. There were no street lights. Really, the street lights were so dim, they were of no effect. And I had a flashlight and my little mag light, and I was reading my Bible and preaching from there. From there, we moved into the church, and it was a dirt floor. And they had put palm branches, which is so significant. That means victory, all over the floor, because they knew the power of God was about to move. And as we moved in there, and I began in all of this in Spanish. Do you remember this story, PJ, me telling you this? And as we have this on video, actually, from many years ago, as we were laying hands on people, they were being healed right and left, and they were falling under the power of Almighty God. And one man in particular had been blind for several years. And as we laid hands on him in the name of Jesus, he fell to the ground and then sat up and started looking around the room and started yelling, "I see, I see, I see." What is that? It's nothing to do with me. It's just me appropriating the name of Jesus. Talk to me, Angel. I will never forget that night as long as I live.
Wow, that sounds like amazing. Wow, to stand witness to that.
Yes.
That is it. We are vessels. You know, he is the power. He is the one behind it. We can
yes.
tap into that in that relationship and having used his authority and, you know, in that connection. But it is all about him.
It's him. It's him. It's
and
not
it's him just using us as a vessel, as a conduit.
That's all it is. Yeah, it's not anything to get glory from personally. It's simply to be the conduit, like you said. The one who dares to go out there in the name of Jesus, and in this case, en el nombre de Jesucristo, Spanish, and to lay hands and declare. Pastor Jim, you want to comment before we get to this last song here? Next to last song?
It's such an incredible thing.
Yeah.
When the name of Jesus is used in faith, and
yes.
and that the miracles occur.
They do. Jesus promised it. He said, go out. In Luke 10, I send you out. And he said, in my name, you're going to cast out demons. You're going mm-hmm. to, in my name, you know, all of this, in my name. That's what it's all about.
Well, and Peter and John in the temple, the lame beggar.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Acts 3.
Yeah. The lame beggar said, you know, was begging for alms. And Peter didn't have any money.
Right.
But he said, what I have, what I possess,
yeah.
I give to you.
Woo!
And what was his possession? The name of Jesus. Because he said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And that lame man got up and scripture says went walking and leaping and praising God.
And
now,
that
was an undeniable witness to the name, power of the name of Jesus.
And this is what we are called to do now. We are not called to sit on our hands. We are to use our hands to lay hands on people in the name. We're to use our mouths to declare in the name of Jesus because our God is so amazingly great. Just rejoice with me right now. I love this song. Just used it in Mexico a few months ago. How great is our God?
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God.
Our God. Woo! I love love that song. How great is our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How great is our God. You know, we have been given authority in the name of Jesus. That's what we're talking about today. I want to go to John 15, verse 16. And before I do, I want to tell you that when I was 20 years old, I got married. I did. And, you know, there wasn't any doubt what my name was going to be back then. Now things are different, you know. But back then, and Pastor Jim, I know when you got married, you gave Mary your name, right? Ellsbury.
Right.
Right. I got married and I became McAllister instead of Wagner, which I really did appreciate that because I think Wagner is not as nice a name as McAllister. And then, of course, I had children and that in all those children also had the same name, McAllister. They still do. And except for my daughter who's married and who took on her husband's name. Therefore, when we get married, when we are joined together in a covenant, here's my point, guys, in a covenant relationship. I got married for life. It didn't last, but I did get married for life when I got married. And I was in covenant relationship, that relationship that allowed me to be able to take my husband's name, right? So, that just think about that when we think about the name of Jesus. Do you realize that it's because of our covenant relationship with him? Because we know Jesus is our personal Lord and Savior. Because we want to abide in him, the vine. We want to take on that characteristic. We want to take his name and use that name to glorify him. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. In John 15, verse 16, you did not choose me, this is Jesus talking, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command, love each other. Talk to me, Dr. Angel, and then we'll get to, oops, I think we lost her. Okay. Pastor Jim, talk to me.
I love these verses.
I do too.
You know, sometimes, and I know this may be splitting hairs, but I found Jesus. No, you didn't. He found you. Okay? You didn't choose me.
I chose you.
I chose you.
And appointed you.
And appointed you.
To do something.
Yeah. I like this. In this translation, it says, I gave you this work.
Yes.
He gives us a job to do, which is to produce fruit that will last.
Amen.
And I believe, of course, obviously the fruit of the Spirit, but also I think the fruit of the kingdom.
Right.
Lives for the kingdom, people who get saved.
Right.
That's also part of that fruit. And the reason we can do that is because, you know, if we're going to go out and produce the fruit, we're going to have this relationship and
relationship.
Do the work. Then the Father will give you anything you ask in my name.
There you go. But it's like we have to acknowledge the being chosen.
Right.
It's like when you get married, you acknowledge, okay, this man has chosen me as his wife. Therefore, when I sign, you know, this thing, I'm now going to change my name and become part of him.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, when we accept the choosing, okay, it's the same thing. When we accept the choosing of us, and we realize God has chosen us and appointed us to go and do something with this authority, not to just sit around. People, it's not okay just to sit around on your authority, okay? It really isn't. We're supposed to be using our authority,
right,
correct?
Right, exactly. Well, it says so right here.
Right.
You know, I appointed you, I gave you this work to go and produce fruit.
Fruit
that will last,
yes.
That will remain,
yes.
That will abide.
Yes.
Then the Father will give you anything you ask for in my name.
So it's everything we've been saying in the show. This has been a powerful show. I'm getting texts right and left about what a powerful show this is, which is really cool. But you know what? It is so important to know that it starts with us understanding the importance of the name of Jesus. When we accept Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, we are not just getting relief from our sinful nature. We are getting authority here because we're his child, mm-hmm. we are getting authority to use his name. This whole series is powerhouse prayer. All right. We have power in the name of Jesus. There's so many songs been written about that. We used to sing a lot of them at Cornerstone. There is so much power. We sing that old song once in a while. There's power, power, power in the blood, right? It's that power that we need to understand is ours for the acceptance of it. We have to walk in it.
Right.
Right. So when we understand that it is rooted in our relationship with him, that's why there's people who try to say, I'm a Christian, I'm going to heaven. And a lot of times what we call around here fire insurance is simply because they don't want to go to hell, but they really don't want the relationship, but they just don't want to go to hell. Maybe they're not even sure there is a heaven and a hell, but so just in case, I'll say, yes, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. That is not relationship. Relationship is communion. It's talking. It's that covenant relationship, like in marriage. It is that relationship where we're talking and we are receiving, where we're chatting. I every once in a while, PJ, in a restaurant, I'll see people that obviously have been married forever, or it appears that way, and they're not even talking. They don't even talk. They go through the whole meal and they don't say a word to each other. I've never understood that, but I guess sometimes there's things happen that they just are. Oh, maybe they're angry. Who knows what it is? But as we have relationship, my point is, if you're going to have the power in the name of Jesus, it is rooted in relationship with him. Go ahead, PJ.
Absolutely. I mean, if we go right above where we just were.
Go ahead.
This is my commandment, that you love one another just yes. as I have loved you.
Yes.
No greater love has anyone than this, that they would lay down their life for my friends.
Right.
And I call you my friends if you do what I command you.
Right.
He wants to be our friend, and that yes. takes relationship. And he says, love one another as I have loved you. That's a tall order, because first of all, you have to be in, you have to know his love, be in relationship with Jesus to find out how his love has manifested in our own lives.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're called to love each other.
Wow.
As he loved us. And then he goes on, and I think this is remarkable, because the only other person in the Bible that was called God's friend was Moses.
Right.
And he says, you're my friends.
Yeah, friends.
So, yeah, I just want to, you know, this just hit me. Think about it. We always think of Moses as being such a super saint, and he was. I mean,
yeah, in a lot of ways.
In a lot of ways, he was a super saint, because he had that friendship relationship with God, the only person under the old covenant that did.
Right.
And yet we're called
friends
to that same type of relationship with God.
Praise God.
We can go into the tent of meeting.
Yes.
And expect to meet with God.
Oh, praise God.
In the glory cloud, just like Moses did, because Jesus is our friend.
Amen. Amen. Which brings me to this. If you out there, listener, wherever you are around the globe, today or later when you hear this show, if you want a relationship with Almighty God and you're not sure you really have it, maybe you feel like you prayed that sinner's prayer sometime in some revival or something and you didn't really understand it, okay? Now is the moment. Now is the time. Mm-hmm. This is the appointed moment in time for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and begin your relationship right now. I'm going to pray a prayer, Pastor Jim. I'm going to ask you to repeat each phrase, and we're going to ask our listeners, those who want to pray this and begin their new covenant relationship with Almighty God, to say it along with you. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that he came to this earth and died on a cross.
I believe that he came to this earth and died on a cross.
For my sins and my sicknesses.
For my sins and my sicknesses.
I believe that the Father God.
I believe that the Father God
raised Jesus from the dead.
Raised Jesus from the dead.
And he is now at the side of the Father in heaven. I believe that if I ask you, Jesus, to forgive all my sins, and you will do that.
I believe that if I ask you, Jesus, to forgive all of my sins, you will do that.
And that I can start a fresh new day with you as my Lord and Savior. I accept you now as my personal Savior. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And stay. And I thank you for this wonderful gift of your presence. In the name of Jesus. This I pray. Amen. Oh, any of you that prayed that, we'd love to hear from you. We would encourage you to get into the book of John as we are doing right now.
Amen.
It'll be the biggest blessing as you get started on your new relationship with God. I can't believe 2 hours is almost gone here, PJ. And we want to remind you that today at 6 p.m. on StarComRadioNetwork.com, and that's Eastern Time, they will start a 12-hour marathon of some of our old shows and also our Go Yard shows. So tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern, going all the way to 6 a.m. with no commercial breaks, a lot of our old shows are going to be on, and they were last night also. So we encourage you, if you want to hear more, go to StarComRadioNetwork.com. We also want to encourage those up in the tri-state area and the Indiana area that we're coming there for our first 4G Kingdom Living Revival. And that's 2 weeks from this weekend, Saturday night and Sunday night, October 22nd, 23rd at 5 p.m. at the Cornerstone Campground near State Road 3 and Interstate 70 in Newcastle, Indiana. All are welcome. It's 5 o'clock, October 22nd, 23rd. I encourage you to listen to our Go Yard, our life coaching show. Dr. Angel, thank you for being on. She had to get off, but thank you, Lord. Or thank you, Angel, for being on. And thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that Angel was on.
Yes, and thank you, Lord, for a great show. PJ, you are always wonderful. And 2 weeks from today, you will be hosting the show while I'm up there. In Indiana. So what a blessing.
Amen.
Final word, PJ?
Just that it's all about relationship. If you want to, you know, we talked about the power in the name, using the name of Jesus.
Yes.
But it's all about relationship in order to truly use that name in prayer as a weapon. You have to be in relationship.
You got
to
be in relationship. That's what it's all about. And, you know, this is always a joy to be with you week after week. It's hard for us to even go off the air. We love it so much. So check out our website, bohmglobal.com. 3 weeks from today, we will be celebrating our 500th show right here at tantalknetwork.com. 500th show coming up. Nice celebration that day featuring all of our radio team, we hope. So anyway, this has been Pastor Marcia from Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries, my associate pastor, Pastor Jim Ellsbury. What a sweetheart you are.
Oh, bless you.
And what, I mean, what a way, what a day, what God did earlier, that word for you. Thank you, Dr. Angel. And what a great, great stuff she had to share with us today. It's not far to Jesus. Join us next week right here live, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, living the good life. God bless you. Have a great week.
It's not far from here to Jesus. His loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and he will lead you safely to his side. There's no need for you. Not far from here, Jesus. It's not far.